Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you need us, we're here at 800-520-1067. You can call the numbers. You can text the show. You can join us on the DMs at Klein Alley Show. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have some tickets for you. Sold out, K-Rock, Almost Acoustic Christmas. All the details, I'm sure by now you know, but they're at krock.com. And tickets not available to purchase. I think on the resale market, you can find some, but mm-hmm. I'd much rather give you a pair. We got those coming up a little bit later this morning, and we'll get you into Disneyland just around 9 o'clock. Let me ask you if you consider this to be grounds for divorce. I know that there's a lot of reasons people will say that, things didn't work out, irreconcilable differences. That's the big one you hear a lot. They say most
adultery.
I think the number one reason couples divorce, I think, is financial reasons. I think is the number one, and then number two is like infidelity or something.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I think I have a close number three right now. It happened last night, and I just want to know if I handled the situation. I mean, right now I haven't handled the situation at all. I was out at a restaurant. Some friends that are in from out of town wanted to go to one of my absolute favorite restaurants in Southern California, which I don't go to very often because it's a splurge.
What is it?
It's a pricey spot.
Pizza Hut, it's called.
Now, Dan Tana's.
I've never been, but I know that's a super popular place.
The Troubadour. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you are a fancy boy.
Fancy boy.
So I get a chicken parm there. I get it every time.
Fancy pork.
It's not a fancy dinner.
Fancy chicken.
It's just a regular chicken, guys.
Uh-huh. It's bread.
And the way that they do it is that it's a massive.
How do you prepare it, fancy boy?
I don't know how they prepare it, but I know it's the size of any chicken
parm.
They
make sure that the chicken was rich, too, before they kill it.
It's any chicken
you've
ever had, but it's 10 times the size. I'm sure the chicken was on steroids, whatever. Mm-hmm. The point is this. Every time I go, I try to eat I could eat the whole thing, probably.
Wait, how often do you go? A few times a week?
No, I've been there less than 10 times in my entire life.
Okay.
Less than 5, probably, but it's a special occasion. I didn't pick it. It was out-of-towners, and I didn't have to pay for it.
Okay, order up. Yep.
So, chicken parm.
Yeah, lobster roll.
Yeah.
Should have gotten one to go. They don't have those there. So, long and short of it is, I ate half. Plan, I'm going to take the other half home.
Oh,
and
so you predetermined that you were only going to eat half of it?
Yeah, I kind of figured like Thursday's a big eating day. Like I've got, I got pants I wear for Thursday just for eating. And like, I think that people know that. Usually I think people that have a little bit of self-respect for themselves kind of go a little lighter in the eating during the week, knowing that Thursday's going to be a feasting day.
Right.
So
that doesn't sound like you at all, by the way.
It doesn't sound.
I think you say you're going to do that, but then you don't.
It doesn't sound like me. But then when my wife told me, hey, we're going out to dinner on Monday and they picked Dan Tan, it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to knock out the chicken parm there. So I decided to show a little bit of willpower and only eat half of the chicken parm.
So hard to do, by the way.
Yeah, but
at a restaurant, I have no self-restraint.
So at some point,
especially if the meal's awesome,
yeah,
you're just going to go to town.
You're absolutely right. It's like a dog. Like, dogs will not stop eating. Like, you can put your entire bag of 20-pound bag of food on the floor.
They won't eat the entire thing until their stomach explodes.
They don't have a thing that tells them to stop, and I'm similar in that way. But the good news is I knew going in, I had a plan. I was going to stick to the plan. I was all excited. Chicken parm, half chicken parm today. And by the way, even a half a chicken parm from that place is still the size of two chicken parms anywhere else.
Wow.
So at some point, I'm having a conversation with the guy from the other couple. And the waiter must have come by, and my wife should have known that.
Does she know about this plan?
She had to have. There was a perfectly good half of untouched chicken parm.
How's she supposed to know?
Because I've come home with a half a chicken parm before. She knows my...
That's any Tuesday for you.
And apparently she said to the waiter, signaled or said to the waiter, you can take it. We're done. Clear it away.
No.
Send it to the trash. And
make sure you smash it into the ground before you throw it in.
I didn't witness that happen, so I kind of turned back. I wasn't a part of that whole.
Where were you?
I was at the table, but I was talking to the guy.
And, oh, yeah.
And
that's you being a dumbass.
That's not me being a dumbass.
That's you clearly being a dumbass. It's like, it's not on your wife to say, oh, yeah, can you wrap that up? How is she supposed to know?
Oh, Mark's right. You have to protect your own.
She was the one that was having the exchange, and I was in the middle of a heated discussion about sports gambling, and she was having the back and forth with the guy about what was done and what was not done. Because, you know, they like to come to the table. They like to take, you done with this? You would leave that, this, that. And at some point, my perfectly good half a chicken parm got sent as a discard item.
Some guy took your precious chicken parm right from front of your face. You didn't notice?
Yeah, that's true, Jake. Point. Why wouldn't you notice
Jake,
that?
I noticed it was being picked up.
And you thought
at that point, you just said, okay, you make sure you wrap that up,
please. I didn't have to say that because that conversation, I assumed, had already happened. Yeah. Because
you assumed wrong.
Someone you didn't have that conversation.
Every time you go to dinner with people, someone either on purpose or by accident becomes the mayor of the table, and they're the ones that in many ways become
etiquette-wise, you're supposed to check in with people if you're the one making that decision.
Right.
She should have tapped you and said, do you want to take this?
She should know that. It's the only thing she should know about me. I want that.
And some other stuff because you're not paying for it.
Me want it.
Yeah,
me. Chicken parm into my mouth.
Dude, maybe this is payback for her having sex with you earlier.
You think so?
It probably is.
Do you think that because I grew the mustache and said I would not shave it until she had sex with me, that she now...
This is the payback.
So I'm going to throw a half a chicken parm.
Totally on purpose.
She doesn't like your gut on her, so she's like, let's try to trim it down any way we can.
Well... I'm not happy about it, and that chicken parm is no longer, so I feel terrible about
it. You would have brought it in today.
Oh, yeah. I would be eating it right now.
See, now I'm upset, because I would have asked for half of your half of chicken parm.
I would have given it to you.
I'm mad.
You don't, if you are the person at the table, this is good advice for anyone dealing with leftovers coming up, Thanksgiving, you don't decide what becomes garbage.
No, also I would say, this is my mentality, if there's half of anything left, you take it. Even if you throw it away later on and it just sits in your fridge for 10 days before you decide, I can't eat this. If there is, I mean, for me personally, if there's anything left over, I'll put it in.
I've seen Allie take one piece
like
of bread from the bread basket.
Really? Even if
they're
you're
done, right? And I'm like, no. Put it in a little box.
I've seen Allie take one piece of sushi, like from a roll.
What?
To go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to waste it.
One little,
I paid for it.
And I know. And look,
I don't like wasting food.
I get it. And that's what I'm saying. And certain food, you know, it's embarrassing sometimes when you have just, you know, garnishes left. And you're like, pack that up to go.
I'll take that parsley. I'll put it in another dish.
But this was a different level. So overwhelmingly, people say grounds for divorce.
Yeah, divorce her immediately. Okay. I'm sorry that she should know her husband and the ways of his food intake. Divorce.
Divorce. Okay, that's all I need
I wouldn't divorce her, but I would definitely leave her at home next time.
Yeah, okay. Well, she was the connection to the free meal, so that was the thing.
And people said, yeah, that was payback for having to have sex with her on Saturday. That's a unanimous decision on the text line.
We come back quickly after this break. We give you some tickets to sold out K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we got more planned for you. Oh, yeah, that's right. Another round of finalists, America's Weirdest Relatives. We'll meet them coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.